The knowledge of the self is the knowledge of reality. And whatever you regard as your identity, you will by that regard reality accordingly. So if you know yourself as the self of the nature of being, consciousness, bliss, absolute and immutable, eternal and infinite, you will know reality as such. And the reality that you know is what you are, so that your being, the reality, and knowledge are identical. If you regard yourself as an individual, you will see individuals everywhere and regard them as real. If you regard yourself as embodied, you will see bodies and other things and a world distinct therefrom and regard them as real. If you regard yourself with some belief and conviction as being the self, but also something else, one who knows about the self, then you will regard as being real the self and other things. If you regard yourself as a thinker, you will take thoughts to be real. In order to know the reality as it is, know God as God is, you must know yourself as you are. What do you use to determine reality? If you examine your experience in your own mind closely, you will see that whatever the definition is of the I, such is inextricably woven together with what you regard as real. What do you use to determine what is? Do you use the senses? Do you use thinking? What do you use to determine what exists? Whatever it is that you use, you'll find to be directly connected to the definition that is regarded as yourself. What is the true definition of yourself? Can you be a body? Are you the senses? Are you a sensing entity? Are you something sensed? Who are you? Though you are the one who knows all thoughts, can you be thought of? Can you be conceived? Are you a thinking entity? What is your own nature? The individual to whom is attributed various characteristics and forms, the one who would have the senses, have the mind, and so forth. Is this what you are? Or do you exist when that ego I subsides? If reality determines itself, if reality comprehends itself, that is, the self knows itself, and of course is itself, then there is nothing else to be known. That state in which there is nothing else, in which there is neither a separate I nor anything other, in which division is impossible, which does not have a beginning or an end, that is your real state, your own being. Abidance in that, as that, can rightly be called knowledge. Any other conception, based on assumptions unexamined, is better called delusion than actual experience. If the one who is deluded inquires into his own nature, the delusion being nothingness vanishes. The unreal vanishes, the real remains, knowing itself. To determine who you are, you must use, so to speak, that which you are to know. If you use something else, such as the senses or the mind, you're guaranteed to come up only with a false answer. If you use your own self is the answer. And there is nothing lost or to be found. Question yourself deeply, inquire deeply within yourself as to who am I? Do not imagine yourself to be apart from yourself as if you would know it as an object. Objective knowledge is only knowledge so-called. Really, it is ignorance. That which is non-objective, which is not set up in the dualism of I and this, is real knowledge. What do you regard as real? What do you use to determine what is? One must be God to really know God. The reality of the self, God or Brahman, alone is capable of knowing itself. But in that knowledge, there is no alternative. Where there is no alternative and no division possible, where the unborn and the uncreated alone is, such is non-duality. Examine your own experience completely and thoroughly in order to realize non-dual truth. Examine what you regard as yourself. What is it that is referred to as I? If that is known, reality knows itself. There remains no distinct knower and nothing else to be known.